after over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. In recent years, she has written and published 3 animal books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, to introduce humankind to the magical world of animals. Supreme Master Qinghai shared that the books she wrote are works of love. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and all of its inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to selflessly accept invitations to share her insights and wisdom on a kinder, nobler, and more loving way of life at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, radio interviews, or via video conferences and the like. We now invite you to enjoy the rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai at the premiere of the Olaxese or Vietnamese edition of The Dogs of My Life and The Noble Wilds on August 15th, 2009 in Nonthaburi, Thailand.
Câu hỏi kế tiếp sẽ đến từ thầy giáo Trần Văn Nhâm, nhà giáo từ tâm, người đã thành lập một trường dạy học miễn phí cho trẻ em nghèo. Thầy Trần Văn Nhâm cũng được nhận giải thưởng gương nhân ái sáng ngời thế giới.
Chào thầy.
Kính chào sư phụ Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư.
Chào thầy Nhâm.
Chào ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư. Tôi rất vinh hạnh được hiện diện nơi đây dự lễ ra mắt 2 quyển sách yêu quý của ngài. Xin ngài cho chúng tôi biết tâm linh con người và các bạn thú được thăng hoa như thế nào khi chúng ta quan tâm chăm sóc các bạn bằng tình thương chân thật, phát xuất từ trái tim mình. Xin thành thật cảm ơn ngài.
Thank you. Thank you, teacher of all the beautiful children. Thank you that you come again and for your compassionate work that you are doing for the future generation. Heaven bless you. I think anyone who has lived together with an animal companion long enough could comment on this question. If they do, pay attention and listen. Because when we truly love and care for an animal companion, we will feel like we understand each other very well, even without talking. It is this deep bond that leads to an unconditional caring, not just human caring for the animal, but also the other way around. That's why we hear so many touching, tear-provoking stories of animals who rescue their caregiver or even rescue stranger because of love, or warned them just in time when the house was on fire or of other dangers. They even laid out their lives to protect us humans, especially their caregivers, their human companion. And the other way around too. Like recently, there's a man who saved his dog from an alligator. That was shown on our Supreme Master television. Even he had lost some of his fingers doing that, because he had to pry open the mouth of the crocodiles in order to get his dog out of his mouth. And then he lost his fingers doing that. But he said he would not hesitate if he had to do it again for his beloved companion dog. You see, that brought me to tears also. I don't always cry because of the problem of our planet or the suffering of our animals, But I easily cry equally also when I hear touching story of unconditional love and sacrifice between loving relationship, be it humans humans or animals humans, so on. Many animal companions and their owners, so-called owners, but we prefer to say caregivers or caretaker, they have this feeling that they could even die for each other if need be. I know I would die for my animals. I don't mind dying for any of them. But don't worry, I'm living. I still live for you, for the world first. And there's no situation right now to require me to die for my animals. Okay? So if we love each other, then we will understand each other very well. And if you love your animal and your level is up, spiritually, your animals also be up, and vice versa. Okay? Teacher? Thank you.
Xin cảm ơn sư phụ. Anh Phạm Quang Minh, luật sư tập đoàn quốc tế Tati Hitan Noni sẽ đặt câu hỏi kế tiếp lên sư phụ. Xin mời anh Phạm Quang Minh.
Kính thưa Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư, tôi thật sự ngạc nhiên và ngưỡng mộ về sự câu thông và tình thương trìu mến của Ngài đối với các loài bạn thú chiêm ngưỡng hai cuốn sách, những chú chó trong cuộc đời tôi và những loài hoang dã cao quý. Do Ngài biên soạn, tôi có hai thắc mắc nhỏ, kính xin Ngài giải đáp. Vì sao Ngài có thể hiểu được ngôn ngữ của các bạn thú đồng cư đáng yêu? Và làm thế nào để những người bình thường như chúng tôi có thể hiểu và giao cảm được với các loài vật để trao gửi những tình thương đến với các bạn giống như Ngài ạ?
Chào An Minh. Thank you for your good question. The language of our animal friends is a silent language, although they bark and they quack also. But that is not all of their language, as you know. They have telepathy, as we say, and we human all have it. Sir, we all have it. I have it, you have it. The brother next to you have it, the sister next to you have it. It's just we don't use it. How I came to speak it? Well, you could come to speak it too. Yes, if through knowing a few friends in the animal kingdom at first, you see, if we love them and receive their love in return, then there will be automatic response. Even without language and even without telepathy, we understand each other. Just like if you love your wife, after many years of marriage, you understand each other even by not speaking. Just one smile from her, you know what she wants, and vice versa. Yes? So in the world of animals, it's the same, sir, nothing different. We must love them, and we desire to know them. But first, we have to show respect truly from our heart. And when they know we respect them, they will open themselves, and then the communication will begin. Also, once we can communicate with one, and we can communicate with other species of animals as well. Nevertheless, if we cannot arrive at communicating with animals ourselves, we can ask some expert. There are animals, telepathic communication experts. They can also teach you how even. But the vegetarian diet is the first step. Respect is another first step. And love is another first step. And then we even don't have to talk. We just feel the love flowing between the animals and ourselves. And then from that love flow also all around us, yes, to humans and other non-humans. It's just a process of love. It reawakens our love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Xong hai phút tác phẩm của ngài,
tôi rất tâm đắc có một cái câu: trong thế giới loài vật cũng giống như trong thế giới của chúng ta, vóc dáng không quan trọng. Điều quan trọng là những phẩm chất cao quý mới được đáng được tôn vinh. Và câu nói này tôi rất khâm phục và rất đáng nhớ. Xin chúng ta hãy dành một tràng vỗ tay cho hai câu nói rất hay. Và xin cảm ơn ngài.
Thank you. Cảm ơn anh Phạm Quang Minh ha.
Cảm ơn sư phụ. Anh Đoàn Việt Tiến sẽ là người đặt câu hỏi kế tiếp. Anh Tiến là thạc sĩ môi trường phát triển bền vững, nghiên cứu tại Viện Nước Tưới Tiêu Môi Trường thuộc Viện Khoa học Thủy lợi Việt Nam.
Please.
Xin mời anh Đoàn Việt Tiến.
Xin được chào ngài.
Chào anh.
Tôi rất là cảm kích về những đức tính cao thượng mà ngài đang gửi gắm tới cho tất cả mọi người, không chỉ trong hội trường ngày hôm nay. Đến với cái buổi ra mắt hai cuốn sách của ngài ngày hôm nay, thì tôi có một câu hỏi nho nhỏ muốn nghe một số đôi lời chia sẻ của ngài. Đó là tôi biết là về cái học thuyết của Darwin về sự tiến hóa của muôn loài, đó là sự đấu tranh sinh tồn và có sự chọn lọc của tự nhiên, thì đó bắt người chính là cái sự minh chứng rõ nhất. Xin ngài chia sẻ một chút về cái học thuyết này của Darwin. Xin cảm ơn.
Yes, Mr. Duan. Scientifically speaking, it has always been good the way nature unfolds naturally. Yes, naturally. Darwin theory is about a natural evolution, not a forced, artificial, cruel, disturbing, interfering by humans way, the way we're doing. So Darwin's suggestion is that we leave nature alone as much as possible, interfere as less as possible. See, the natural evolution is that we let it evolve. But here we come interfering with everything. Yes, we raise the animal. We force them in cramped little crate that they could not even move around. So we breed disease. And we cause suffering to ourselves by eating these disease-filled flesh of animals. Cause suffering to them, cause suffering to us. In the natural world, there is no force-fed foie gras. There is no forced-fed cows, no cramped pigs, no forced pregnancy for pigs and cows and dogs and birds, any kind. We just let it evolve the way natural intent. So, eating animals will not help them to evolve at all. Even if we say we want animal to evolve, then we have to let them live first in order to evolve. If we eat them all, how do they have chance to evolve? And we can see for ourselves already that killing, torturing animals, eating animals, has not been helpful to our evolution, ecologically, economically, scientifically, medically, nothing. And it only brings us trouble and suffering up to now, like the mad cow disease, the swine flu, the bird flu, so many diseases, etc., etc., that now we can't even deal with. Even AIDS, HIV, also came from eating the wild animals. So if we live the way nature intended, like you have mentioned, that Darwin theory that we have to let everything evolve, then we just let nature evolve. Here we force nature into our will. We want to change nature. That's why we have so many unnatural outcomes, disease, disaster, you know, earthquake, typhoon, more and more every day. And now, our planet is going because of our interfering with nature, because we don't live according to nature. So if we want to live according to nature and let things evolve accordingly, then we should respect our nature. Right now, we interfere too much with nature, and we even breed animals unnaturally, like at least 55 billion livestock per year, and billions more fish, etc. These are not natural made. We even breed fish in a confined area. And these numbers have since increased and are continuously increasing. Can this be called ecological or natural at all? How can any species evolve when we keep forcing them, torturing them, and killing them? Moreover, we went against our own human evolution as well, as we were biologically made to digest only plant-based food. Humans are naturally herbivorous, not carnivorous. It is explained in detail by Dr. Milton Mills in a well-known article called The Comparative Anatomy of Eating, and confirmed by others such as the famous evolution expert Dr. Richard Leakey and the editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Cardiology, Dr. William Robert. So, the answer where humans belong in species evolution is clear. We are not their predator. We are their protector and friend. We have to protect all species so that we can keep our biodiversity and keep a natural evolution for all beings, including humans. Thank you for your question, Mr. Dong.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US dollars a year.
Cancer.
colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Câu hỏi kế tiếp đến từ anh Nguyễn Đức Thịnh, làm nghề thợ mộc.
Chào anh Thịnh.
Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư, kính xin Ngài cho biết điều gì quan trọng nhất làm nên vẻ đẹp tuyệt vời của trong cuộc sống của các cư dân vùng Ngọc Hồ Amora. Xin cảm ơn Ngài.
What do you think, sir? The name of the lake says it all, huh? Lake Amora comes from the word amor, means love. The beauty of life at Lake Amora is unconditional, divine, inexpressible love. If you go, like yourself, and mingle with the residents, the pure air and the calm water there, I'm sure you too could feel the love that permeates throughout. It also manifests in the behavior of the residents, like the protectiveness of the mother duck or self-sacrifice of swan parents, and just the peaceful way the animals go about their day-to-day lives. It would make you wonder who taught them to live this way, in this natural flow of love. In addition, you can find that the splendor of nature so untarnished is quite a beauty to behold. We witness how God has designed everything to perfection. Each tree, leaf, animal, whether winged or furry or not furry, big and small, a flawless design and miraculous colors. It will make us feel awe and impressed. And the glorious flora is like an untamed garden that is perfect, offering new marvels at every turn and at every change of season. This same beauty can be seen in our own roadsides and gardens as well. Every creation is a masterpiece, not just at Amora, but everywhere on this magnificent planet. Please do take time and enjoy while it lasts. Maybe it won't be there for long if we don't do anything to help preserving them. It's a pity if we do not cherish these wonders of creation. They are everywhere around us. We are losing so many animals and plant species every day due to global warming already, or due to other forms of carelessness. Who will be left to keep us company, to keep us calm and give us joy and happiness, inspiration and even healing power? I just wish we could all join hands and make sure we can hold on to their irreplaceable presence forever. Thank you, Mr. Tan.
Cảm ơn sư phụ.
Xin cảm ơn câu trả lời của sư phụ. Cô Nguyễn Thị Mến, nhân viên nhà hàng chay vì bận việc đột xuất nên không thể đến tham gia chương trình. Chúng con xin được phép đọc câu hỏi của cô Nguyễn Thị Mến lên sư phụ.
Please.
Kính thưa sư phụ, tương lai địa cầu sẽ thế nào nếu chúng ta vẫn tiếp tục thiếu lòng nhân từ? Với các bạn thú đồng cư, chúng con rất hoang mang và không biết phải ứng phó thế nào khi các đại dịch bệnh và vấn nạn hâm nóng toàn cầu đến cùng một lúc như hiện nay. Kính xin sư phụ hướng dẫn cho chúng con.
Yes, please tell her that she knows very well, that she has mentioned it herself, the diseases, global warming, and the untold effect. These are all the signs, a preview, pre-warning of our planet's future. On one hand, yes, it is alarming to see so many crises erupting one after another, from the pandemic crisis to climate change to food shortage, water shortage, and even the financial crisis. But if we stop to remember what our religions have taught us and what our scientific observations show us, these problems are not without their causes. It's all about the energy, negative or positive. Like energy attracts like energy. Like in Buddhism, we talk about karmic retribution, or in Christianity about sowing and reaping. From this viewpoint, we see that we have produced a lot of negative energy by killing billions and billions of innocent sentient life and killing millions of our fellow humans even over millennia, directly or indirectly. Directly is through war, indirectly is through disease that we made ourselves, like with the bubonic plague, pneumonic plague, and now swine flu, bird flu, etc. In the court, murderers cannot escape penalty. How could we escape our own conscience and the collective murderous energy that is emitted and hangs in the atmosphere until it is forced to manifest again as wars, as disease, as the unstable climate, and its disastrous consequence. It is not a coincidence that the main cause of global warming is meat eating, huh? It's not. And the main cause of many of the leading health problems in our world are also derived from meat eating. So meat eating is cruelty to animals. Meat eating is cruelty to our well-being. Meat eating is cruelty to our children's well-being. Meat eating is cruelty to the planet. If we don't change our way of life, things will only speed along in this destructive path. So in order to go toward a positive destination for ourselves and the planet, all we have to do is change the direction. Be vegan. Make peace with one another and our co-inhabitants. Create peace. Emanate compassion. Then the future will be peaceful. And we will never have to suffer many of these kinds of consequences ever, ever again. It is very logical. Please, Vivek, thank you for your concern and for doing your part. Theo Miss Nguyen.
Xin cảm ơn sư phụ.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Anh Trần Ngọc Phát, thợ may, sẽ đặt câu hỏi kế tiếp lên sư phụ.
Chào anh Phát.
Dạ, con xin kính chào sư phụ.
Hi.
Kính thưa sư phụ, trong các loài thú trên địa cầu này có loài nào có những tiền kiếp trên những tinh khác không ạ?
Yes, Mr. Phát. Most of them came from other planets and other planes of existence. Sometimes even from higher dimensions than many us humans. A few of them came directly from this planet due to the give and take of karma. But most of the animals came from other planet, higher planet than this physical planet. Thank you.
À, xin cảm ơn sư phụ. Ngô Hoàng Bảo Yến, sinh viên trường Đại học Khoa học Tự nhiên, sẽ đặt câu hỏi kế tiếp lên sư phụ.
Chào cô Yến.
Dear Master, I would like to ask you, what were the reactions of the animals when they received your noble loving affections and profound concern? Could you please share the co-inhabitants' friends' messages to humankind? Thank you, my Master.
Well, just for an example, when I was with the wilds of the Lake Amora, many of them became my friends. They loved to come see me. I would bring them delicious food like bread for the ducks and the beavers, also extra fresh lettuce for the swan family. You know, funny, have you ever seen the ducks wagging tails like a dog? I have. Whenever I go to the Lake Amora, sometimes I go by foot, sometimes I go with the golf cart, because the golf cart can carry more food, because it's a big family in the Lake Amora. So when they hear my golf cart, even though the golf cart is very quiet, they came from everywhere, different corners of the lake. And even the ducks are wagging tails, you know, they're wagging tails so fast like this. And they call their families and friends, and they all come together, and their tail wagging so fast, so fast. And the swans swam so fast, so fast, or flew so fast to come to the bridge where I built, especially in the middle of the lake, to see me and to take the food. And I tell you, even rats, they wag tail. There were two rats that was born in my kitchen. This I told before to my students, but since you asked, I tell you again. There were two little rats were born in my little kitchen a long time ago. They were born under a pile of wood that I used for fireplace, and nobody knew they were there. And then one day, my assistants removed the wood in order to clean underneath, and they found the two rats. And they asked me, what to do? Master, what to do? There were two rats and their eyes were not even open. What to do with them? Shall we remove them? I said, no, leave them there, because they are defenseless right now. They don't even see where they're going. You can't move them. Just leave it. Put the wood back until they remove themselves. Until they open their eyes and their parents can take care of them better, then we will see, they will remove themselves. Then we can clean under the wood. And so some while later, while I was sitting in the kitchen doing some work, and the two little rats come out from that under the wood area. They come out, look at me, put their two front foot together, and their tails were wagging faster than my dogs. They're looking at me and they are chipping like that. very, very fast tail wagging. I have never seen rat wagging tails in my life. It's the first time I see them. They wagging their tails and they put their hands together. Look at me adoringly. My God, they're so loving. And they just say thank you for their lives, allowing them to live there until now. And of course, I know they were there, so I put some bread under the wood there for them in my kitchen. So after they opened their eyes and they came to see me wagging tails and say thank you, I say, you're welcome. First, I was surprised that they just came out from nowhere. I didn't expect. So I said, what are you doing there? You know, you're not supposed to be in my kitchen. You know that? And then they would just put their hands together and wagging tails, and my heart melted. I said, okay, just stay as you want. Oh, that was very, very touching, you know, very touching, because their love, you can feel it. Even if you are miles away, you can feel their love, just love and gratefulness. All beings have this love and gratefulness within them. It's not just the swan on the lake. It's the crickets even, and the snakes even. Yes, the snake can also say thank you and sing song in silence. Some snakes did sing for me. I've seen some with black patches on them all over. They are poisonous. But they came and opened their mouths and do this and that and sing to me, because I did not harm them. I did not let my assistant use a hard broomstick to sweep them outside. I said, no, you don't do this, because these broomsticks are very hard. You will hurt their eyes, you might hurt their skin, or their mouths. Don't do that. Just get a bag and they'll crawl inside, and then you will release them outside. And they came back next day, next to me. Some with babies, I open their mouth and singing. Only I can hear it. See, the wilds, they are not wild. They are not that wild. They are very, very friendly, very adorable, and very grateful. If you're good to them, they're good to you. But if you're not sure, please don't try with the snake. Just leave them alone. They will be grateful enough. The best for us humans to do is not to interfere with their life, not to do anything. Just protect the environment, and then they protect themselves.
师父
They have grace and dignity and gratitude. Yeah. Không có chi.
Xin cảm ơn sự chỉ dạy của sư phụ.
We appreciate your kind company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. For the rebroadcast, the premiere of Supreme Master Qinghai's books, The Dogs of My Life and The Noble Wilds, Olaxis, or Vietnamese edition in Nonthaburi, Thailand. Join us again on Friday for part 4. Music and poetry is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Wishing you ever more happiness and peace in heaven's light and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.